AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. At the border with Mexico,
we are clear-eyed about the challenges we are likely to face in the days and weeks ahead, and we are ready to meet them.
Coronavirus-related restrictions at the border run out at midnight, and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they're ready for the challenges.
I want to be very clear. Our borders are not open. People who cross our border unlawfully and without a legal basis to remain will be promptly processed and removed.
The House is expected to vote later today on a GOP immigration bill. It is not expected to make it through the Senate. The nation's coronavirus public health emergency expires today. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the nation is well prepared to handle future risks.
Access to vaccine, tests, and treatments will remain widely available after today, where we're protecting millions of people who are uninsured by providing them with the tools they need to stay protected from COVID-19.
The government says wholesale prices rose last month, a sign inflation pressures may be easing. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The index that the Labor Department released this morning reflects prices charged by manufacturers, wholesalers, and farmers. It can provide an early sign of how fast consumer inflation will rise. Bottom line, wholesale prices rose only modestly last month, the latest sign that inflationary pressures may be easing.
CNN said in a statement it was proud of anchor Caitlin Collins' performance at a contentious town hall meeting last night with former President Donald Trump in New Hampshire, and that the voters deserve to hear from a leading White House contender. Collins sometimes struggled to correct Trump's statements. At one point, he called her a nasty person. The Coast Guard suspended the search for three people who were aboard a Learjet that plunged into the Pacific about a mile from a Navy-owned island off the coast of San Diego. This is AP News. Ukraine's president says his military needs more time to prepare for an offensive against Russia.
In an interview with the BBC, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that it would be unacceptable to launch the assault now because too many lives would be lost. A Ukrainian fight back against Russia's invasion has been expected for weeks. Ukraine is receiving advanced Western weapons, including tanks and air defenses, and Western training for its troops as it gears up for an expected assault. With Russian forces deeply entrenched in many parts of eastern Ukraine, Kyiv's counteroffensive would likely face minefields, anti-tank ditches, and other obstacles. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Bank of England raised interest rates to their highest level since late 2008 as it continues to combat stubbornly high inflation in the UK. The bank also said the British economy is likely to avoid falling into a recession this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.